This is TechSide Daily, the daily voice of Tech Cocoon.
Your briefing on the companies, the capital, and the policy shaping African technology. Here's what matters on June 15th, 2026.
The GSMA has just postponed MWC Kigali 2 weeks before the event was set to open, citing a regional Ebola emergency that's tightening Rwanda's borders. This is the second time in 3 years the event has been postponed. What's your take on this, Kwame?
It's a blow to the region's telecom and tech sector, Amara. Our read at Tech Cocoon is that infrastructure is key to the growth of digital ambitions on the continent, and events like MWC Kigali are crucial for bringing together stakeholders to discuss and showcase the latest developments. With this postponement, it's unclear when and if the event will take place, and that uncertainty can have a ripple effect on investment and innovation in the sector.
That's a good point, Kwame. And it's not just about the event itself, but also about the signal it sends to investors and operators. If Rwanda's borders are tightening due to an Ebola emergency, it raises questions about the country's ability to host large-scale events and attract investment. What should builders and operators be watching for in the coming weeks?
They should be watching for updates on the Ebola situation and how it's being managed, as well as any statements from the GSMA on the future of the event. They should also be considering the potential impact on their own operations and investments in the region. As we've argued before, the physical grid decides the pace of digital growth, and any disruptions to that grid can have significant consequences.
Let's move on to the story of Livestock Wealth, a South African crowd farming startup that's just been wound up by a court after a failed rescue bid. This is a cautionary tale for agri-fintech, and it raises hard questions about the sustainability of these types of models. What do you think went wrong, Kwame?
It's a classic case of a business that scaled too quickly without a solid foundation, Amara. Our analysis suggests that the company's focus on user counts and app downloads, rather than disclose transaction volumes and take rates, was a mistake. As we've argued before, payments revenue without margin is just volume rented from someone else's rails, and it seems that Livestock Wealth didn't have a clear path to profitability.
That's a good point, Kwame, and it's not just about Livestock Wealth, but also about the broader agri-fintech space. What should investors and operators be looking for in terms of signals and metrics when evaluating these types of businesses?
They should be looking for disclosed transaction volumes, take rates, and gross margin commentary, even if it's qualitative. They should also be scrutinizing the company's instrument type. Is it debt for working capital or equity raised to cover settlement losses? These are the signals that we trust, and they can provide a clearer picture of the business's underlying health.
Village Capital has just made its first Africa Ecosystem Catalysts facility investments in Ghana, backing Rivia Clinic's primary care network and logistics firm VDL. This is a significant development for the health tech sector in Africa, and it highlights the growing importance of primary care and logistics in the continent's healthcare ecosystem. What's your take on this, Kwame?
It's a smart move by Village Capital, Amara. Our read at Tech Cocoon is that the defensible position in healthcare is the one that integrates physical and digital infrastructure, and Rivia Clinic seems to be doing just that. By backing the primary care network and logistics firm, Village Capital is betting on the growth of a critical component of the healthcare ecosystem.
That's a good point, Kwame. And it's not just about Village Capital's investment, but also about the broader trend of growth in the health tech sector. What should builders and operators be watching for in terms of opportunities and challenges in this space?
They should be watching for opportunities to integrate physical and digital infrastructure, as well as to address the binding constraints of power and connectivity. They should also be aware of the regulatory landscape and the need for licenses and registrations to operate in different jurisdictions. As we've argued before, the grid decides the pace of digital growth, and in healthcare, that grid is critical to delivering high-quality care.
Finally, let's talk about the story that debt, not venture capital, is now driving African tech funding. African startups have crossed $1.3 billion in funding this year, but the mix has flipped to debt, with e-mobility and stablecoins being key areas of focus. What's your take on this, Kwame?
It's a significant shift, Amara. Our analysis suggests that this is a sign of a maturing ecosystem, where companies are looking for more sustainable and less dilutive forms of capital. As we've argued before, debt for working capital is operationally bullish, and it's a signal that companies are focusing on building strong, profitable businesses rather than just scaling quickly.
That's a good point, Kwame. And it's not just about the type of funding, but also about the areas of focus. What should investors and operators be watching for in terms of opportunities and challenges in the e-mobility and stablecoin spaces?
They should be watching for opportunities to build scalable, profitable businesses that address real needs in the market. They should also be aware of the regulatory landscape and the need for licenses and registrations to operate in different jurisdictions. As we've argued before, the token is plumbing and the business is the compliant on-off ramp. So they should be focusing on building strong compliant infrastructure that can support the growth of these sectors. One standing question for us is what happens to dollar stablecoin demand in a market the year its central bank launches a credible local instant payment system or licensed FX channel? That has been TechSide Daily from Tech Cocoon, mapping African innovation from market signal to execution and funding.
The full reporting is waiting for you at techcocoon.org. From Amara and Kwame, we will see you tomorrow.
TechSide Daily is a production of Tech Cocoon, founded by Dr. Victor Akayeza.